सदा निरंतर हरि गुण गाओ, सदा निरंतर ओ सदा निरंतर हरि गुण गाओ, प्रेम भक्ति से भजन सुनाओ, प्रेम भक्ति से भजन सुनाओ, श्याम प्रभु के शरण में आओ, श्याम प्रभु के शरण में आओ, मन मंदिर में दीप जलाओ, मन मंदिर में दीप जलाओ, जीवन नैया पार कराओ, जीवन पार कराओ, सदा निरंतर हरि गुण गाओ, प्रेम भक्ति से भजन सुनाओ, सुनाओ भजन सुनाओ, भजन सुनाओ, भजन सुनाओ। ओम श्री गणेशाय नमः। ओम श्री सरस्वत्यै नमः। ओम श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः। आपदामपहर्तारं दातारं सर्वसंपदां लोकाभिरामं श्रीरामं भूयो भूयो नमाम्यहम्। रामाय राम भद्राय रामचंद्राय वेधसे, रघुनाथाय नाथाय सीताया पतये नमः। नीलांबुजश्यामलकोमलांगं सीतासमारोपित वाम भागं, पाणौ महासायक चारु चापं नमामि रामं रघुवंशनाथं। मनोजवं मारुततुल्यवेगं जितेन्द्रियं बुद्धिमतां वरिष्ठं, वातात्मजं वानरयूथमुख्यं श्रीरामदूतं शरणं प्रपद्ये। श्रीरामदूतं शरणं प्रपद्ये। हरियो।
Again, after Doha number 3, like we did in the morning.
मसक समान रूप कपि धरी। लंक ही चले उसो मेरी नर हरी, नाम लंकिनी एक निसी चरी, सो कह चले सी मोई निंदरी, जाने ही नहीं मरम सठ मोरा, मोर आहार जहां लगी चोरा। का एक महाकपिहनी रुधिर बमत धरनी धन मनी, पुनि संभारी उठी सो लंका, जोरी पानी कर विनय संका, जब रावण ही ब्रह्म बर दीन्हा, चलत वीरंची कहा मोई चीन्हा, बिकल हो सीत कपि के मारे, तब जाने सुनी सी चर संघारे, तात मोर अति पुण्य बहुता, देखे उनयन राम कर दूता, श्री राम जय राम जय जय रामा, जय रघुरामा, दशरथ राम दशरथ राम।
प्यावर रामचंद्र की जय। दिस वेरी लिटिल फॉर्म ही टुक एट 4 इन द मॉर्निंग एंड ही ट्राइड टू स्लिप इनटू लंका, बट देयर वाज लंकिनी, सो फर्स्ट शी कॉल्ड हिम एज डिसरिस्पेक्टफुल, देन शी कॉल्ड हिम एज फूल, देन फाइनली शी कॉल्ड हिम एज अ थीफ, but that thief word he could not bear, and she did not get to say any other word. He gave one blow and she fell down bleeding from her mouth. So you know, Lankini was working for the biggest thief on the face of the earth. I mean, she never called him a thief. She was working for Ravana. Huh? Ravana had taken this Lanka from Kuber. He had taken all the gold in Lanka. He had taken all Pushpak Viman of Indra. He had stolen everything which he had. He had even stolen the wife of the Lord. She never called him a thief. Poor Hanumanji, he has never stolen a thing in his life. But she calls him a thief. Maybe he has taken one or two bananas. We don't know. But she doesn't know, but she called. But that time, he gave one blow because as she falls down and he was bleeding from her mouth. And soon after that, she got up. Jori pani kara binaya satanka. She got up and put her hands together and she did namaskar to Hanumanji. Salutation to him. Because she represents delusion. Delusion, I told you in the morning class. Delusion means the fact is like this, but the person sees it like some other thing. So if you see some other thing or you think some other thing, that is called as delusion. So the fact is, she is working for the biggest thief in the world, but she doesn't see that. She calls Hanumanji a thief. And if you look at the nature of delusion, see here what has happened? There's a reformation. See, you go back from beginning now. There, he respectfully declines that offer by Mainak Parvat. Second obstacle, he outwits. Third obstacle, he removes, eradicates. Fourth obstacle now, he reforms. He gave her this blow and she fell down, bleeding from her mouth. After some time, she herself woke up like that, got up, you know, and put her hands together and she did salutations. Now she became very good friends with Hanumanji. You see in coming verses there. But she represents delusion. When I have a wrong understanding or wrong vision, wrong view, that thing just has to be corrected. You don't have to kill me. You just have to correct my view. So there, that blow which she got, she describes the in the Doha, Tat, he calls him Tat, you know. Swarga apavarga sukha dhariyatula ek ang. Tulanatahi sakala mili jo sukha lava satasanga. That if you put on one side of a scale, the joy and bliss of swarga and apavarga. Swarga means, swarga you know. Apavarga means moksha. Moksha? On one side you put the bliss of swarga and apavarga. On the other side, you put this one moment of satsang I had with you. And the satsang was one moment of satsang. You put on the other side of the scale. That one moment of satsang will outweigh swarga and apavarga. What a strong endorsement of satsang. Maybe because of the special type of satsang. But in that moment of satsang, she was reformed. And her vision immediately changed. Jabar Ravanahi Brahma Bharadinha, that we saw just now. When Ravan got the boon from Brahmaji, she's telling, that time, Biranchi, Brahmaji also told me that one day a monkey will come to Lanka. And when that monkey comes, please understand that will be the beginning of the end of Ravan. So now, when she got that blow, she remembered what Brahmaji had told her, you know. Ravan's end is coming. And so, she felt so happy that she had this moment of satsang. And it is said that she left Lanka at that time also. Here it is not said. But in some of the Ramayana, though she left Lanka and she went, because she now regained, she was an Apsara, was given some shrap and came there to work for Ravan and all that kind of thing. Some stories are there. Many stories are there. So she left and went back to her realm, Apsara, Gandharva, wherever realm she had come from. You see? So here, All wrong notions have to be corrected in our mind. And that is corrected where? In satsang. Because she is herself telling satsang. Binu satsanga bibek na hoi. Rama kripa binu sulav na soi. I tell you, you know, over the years, going from the West, going to East to study all of these things, you know, Westerners are always doubtful about our Eastern things, you know. So, I, being born in the West, I was also very skeptical about all of these things. What satsang, what chanting name of the Lord is that, you know, we stress heavily on those things. So, as a youngster hearing all of these things, I used to think it is all nonsense. But I know now, after all of these years, that there is nothing more powerful than satsang, and in that satsang, chanting the name of Bhagwan. You cannot find anything more powerful than those things. Satsang, in Lankakand, Bhagwan Shiva puts his hands together like this, and he prays to Bhagwan Sri Ram. He says, Prabhu, bar 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 ma gau. Again and again, I ask you for one boon. Harashi Dehu Shri Rang. Prabhu, be gracious and grant me that one boon. What is that? Harashi Dehu Shri Rang. Padasa Roja Anapayani. Bhagati Sada Satasang. That I want to have devotion to your feet, but I must have satsang forever. Somebody asked Tulsidasji. Not Tulsidasji, Kavidas. So if you get an opportunity to go to Vaikunth, you will go? Kabirdaji said, no, I will not go. So they said, why? Everybody wants to go to Vaikunth, you know. Bhagwan Vishnu, there you will get darshan. He said, I will get darshan, but I will not get satsang. Because he's there, Ananta. Lakshmiji is pressing feet. Nobody could go close there. Isn't no satsang? So darshan you will get, but no satsang. Therefore, I don't want to go. This satsang is praised so much in this Ramayana and in our tradition. So, it is in satsang now. Binu satsang vivek na hoidi. Without satsang, this intellect would never become clear. Please understand this thing. Without satsang, intellect will never become clear. No matter how many videos we see, no matter how many books we read, no matter how many discussions we have in the world, the intellect will never become clear. And there is that fact, it's only known when you come to satsang also. That is the amazing thing. The test is in the eating of the pudding. You have to actually be there. See, in the world, in your jobs, in your careers, and in your offices and all that, you know, where you're working, what you encounter all day? Any satsang is there? If there is any subtle point which is raised also, the number of views that will be given on that point, at the end of the discussion, you will be totally confused. So, in satsang, this mysterious thing begins where there is reformation of the personality. That is what goes on there. All wrong notions and ideas there, slowly, slowly, weed it out. And all proper ideas, right ideas, proper concepts of scriptures, they are put in. And that's how the delusions are slowly removed. And one learns to see things right side up. Otherwise, everything we see right now is upside down. That is how the world is structured too. And the delusion is set in the mind. Everything is upside down. So, where in your job or in your career, somebody will tell you that you are not the body. You are not the mind. You are not the intellect. You are not the BMI. Any such discussion will rise up in your work. But in satsang, you will be told. So right now, we are deluded thinking that we are the body. That's a delusion. We are deluded thinking I will die. All these are wrong notions, isn't it? When the scriptures tell, Ajo nitya shashvato yam puranaha. I am unborn, eternal, you know, imperishable. These ideas, correct ideas, will only come in satsang. Even in your work, if somebody were to tell you, you will not die. Suppose somebody were to tell, or you tell somebody in your, go to your colleague and tell, you know, you will not, you will never die. That colleague will think something is, something is wrong with you, isn't it? So, you cannot even raise the thing there without running the risk of being called pagal. Cannot even raise it. It is here where things become clearer and clearer. Things are turned right side up. So here, she was reformed, and all of us need to go through this reformation process, and it happens only in satsang, as the scriptures are telling. Therefore, Lord Shiva prays, can I have satsang eternally? Now, she also, tat mur ati punya bahuta, I am so fortunate today to have this little exchange with you. And she also blesses him. And she tells him, Pravasi Nagar, ije sab kaja, hridaya ra ki kosalapura raja. You go into the city, she tells, and all your work will be fulfilled. See the next line, how nice. Garala sudha, sudha ripu karahi mitai, gopada sindhu analasitalai. Garura sameru renu samatahi, rama kripakari chitava jahi. That word means, whoever has the grace of Sri Ram, as you have, she's telling him. Whoever has the grace of Sri Ram, that, for that person, all of these things, she tells, garala sudha. Poison becomes like nectar. For who has the grace of Sri Ram? Ripu karahi mitai. And the worst enemies become the best friends. Gopada sindhu. The whole ocean becomes like a little gopada. I told you about that yesterday, na? Or this morning. Gopada means that little puddle left by the footprint of a cow. The ocean becomes like that. She herself is telling. Analasitalai. Then fire becomes like. Fire becomes cool for that person. Garura sumeru renu sama tahi. Then the mountain becomes like a little dust. A little dust. For the person who has the grace of Sri Ram. And Hanumanji goes now in search of Sitaji, after leaving this Lankini. See, look just now. Hanumanji gives one moment of satsang to Lankini. And now Lankini turns to praise the same one who she was calling thief, who she was calling fool, who she was calling all bad names. After reformation, she herself praises him. She herself blesses him. What a great change within. Tulsidas is also very good at this. Within two chaupais, he can change the whole story. But that is the power of satsang also. I met so many Chinmay Mission people. Actually, yesterday only, or day before yesterday, somebody was telling him. The wife was going to listen to Gurudev. The husband will drop her there also. He will not go. He'll drop her there only. One day by chance, something happened. And he stayed there. That staying was permanent. He's still staying there today. Means he's still following Gurudev, even till today. So one moment of satsang turned that life other way. It takes one moment. So she also uses the word here. One moment, huh? Sakala mili jo sukh lava. Sukh lava satsang means one moment of satsang. Huh? So here, the power of satsang is given, and Hanumanji gets reforms that personality and continues on his journey. Now, he started looking for Sitaji. She did not tell him where she was, where Sitaji was. He went looking now. Athi lagu rupa dhareu Hanumana, paitha nagara sumiri bhagavana, mandir mandir prati kari sodha, dekhe jahataha aganita jodha. So many warriors and soldiers he saw everywhere. Taking this little form, he went from house to house. Tulsidas uses the word mandir. You know, you should also think, why should I tell everything? Tulsidas did not use the word ghar ghar. You know, he went from house to house. He went from mandir to mandir looking for Sitaji. Now think, why instead of using the word from house to house, palace to palace, he uses the word mandir. He did not look in palaces and houses, you know? He only looked in mandir. And there were so many mandir. So many possibilities. Think about it, and maybe you can talk about it in your discussion class also. Gayo dasanana mandir jahi mahi. He also went to Ravan's mandir. Ravan was going to a mandir? It means to say wherever Ravan was living, Tulsidas is calling it a mandir. Dekhe, no. Ati vichitra kahi jatana. Jata so nahi. Ravan's palace was so beautiful that nobody in the world could describe it. There was not a place in Ravan's palace where some gem or jewel was not there. The rails were studded with gems. The floor, everything. Hanumanji himself cannot describe it. Sayana kiye dekha kapitehi. He also saw Ravan sleeping. Mandir mahuna dehi bai dehi, but nowhere could he see Sitaji. Bhavana ek punidik suhava hari mandir taha bhinna banava. Then he saw this little house, and in front of this house, little mandir was there. Oh, on this mandir. Just before number 5 now. भवन एक पुनि दीख सुहावा भवन एक पुनि दीख सुहावा हरि मंदिर तह भिन्न बनावा रामायुध अंकित गृह रामायुध अंकित गृह सो नव तुलसी का बृंद तहना देखी हर्ष कप राय सियावर रामचंद्र जय शरणम सीताराम लंकानिसि चरणि कर निवासा लंकानि तिहा कहा सजन कर बासा मन महु तर्क करै कपिलागा तेहि समय विभीषण जागा तेहि राम राम तेहि सुमिरन कीन्हा हृदय हर्ष कपि सज्जन चीन्हा एहि सन हथि करि हउ पहचानी साधु ते होइ न कारज हानि विप्र रूप धरि बचन सुनाए सुनत विभीषण उठि ठह आए सियावर रामचंद्र की जय रामायुध अंकित गृह शोभा बरनी जाय ऑन द डोर ऑफ दैट होम देयर इज अंकित ऑफ राम इज बोन एरो स्टक ऑन द डोर देन नव तुलसी का बृंद तह देखी हर्ष कपिराय देन देयर वाज अ लिटिल नाइस लिटिल तुलसी प्लांट आल्सो इन फ्रंट This is a tradition in North India. I don't know if it is there in South India also. Same. These things, they never die. This was taken to Trinidad and Guyana 170 years ago, and it is there also. How they travel from place to place, you know? It's tradition. A little mandir in front of the house, a tulsi plant there and everything, still there. So, he saw this and he was thinking, what is it? Lanka nisichara nikarani vasa, iha kaha sajjana karabasa. Lanka, which is the very abode of all rakshasas, how can somebody, some sajjan, some good person is living here? Many times we have preconceived notions about things. Hanumanji, you know, see, he is also affected by this thing. I used to go to the prison. Sometimes I go to the prison, not to stay, to visit. So, I go sometimes there to talk to the prisoners and all. In Trinidad, that prison is on an island. So, I know, just like myself, all those who went for the first time, there's always some sort of, what is that? Some feeling inside, you're going to this prison, you know? What kind of thing you will meet there? And there's some sort of reluctance in the heart also. You're thinking, my God, what all criminals, hardened criminals you will meet. And these people will be like real rakshasas, you know, you will not be able to communicate with them even. Because that is what you think from preconceived notions. But after going there, I found they were just regular human beings like everybody else. They listen to you also. Just like regular people. Amazing. So Hanumanji had this notion in Lanka, which is full of rakshasas. Somebody who is good, he has Ram, the Ankit of Sri Ram on his door. How is it possible? Manumahu taraka kare kapilaga. While he was thinking like this, mulling over in his mind, this thing, tehi samay Vibhishana jaga. That time, Vibhishan woke up. It was the house of Vibhishan, the youngest brother of Ravana. He woke up. And see the next line, how nice. Rama, Rama, tehi sumirana kina. He got up in the morning, Brahma Muhurt, and he was saying, Ram, Ram. When we get up in the morning, I told you what we say now. Oh, G-I-M. Oh, God, it's Monday. Like that. Oh, hey, when we get up in the morning, we say, oh my God, night is over. Meditation. Maybe I'll skip today. I'll start from tomorrow. And we say that for 3 days and camp is over. And he gets up in the morning, bright and bubbly and cheery, and he's chanting. Ram, Ram. Whatever you go to sleep saying, that is what you will get up saying. That is a fact, right? Whatever you go to sleep saying, you wake up saying same thing. Otherwise, most of humanity wake up in the morning and we are grumpy and we don't want to face the world. And one lady was asking other friend, so do you wake up grumpy in the morning? Do you wake up grumpy in the morning? She said, no, I let him sleep. But we are supposed to wake up like this. And that requires that we are supposed to go to sleep chanting the name of the Lord in some quiet time, some meditative state and all that kind of thing. Go to sleep like that. So in the morning, we wake up like that chanting Ram, Ram, Ram. So what a nice night. Ram, Ram, te sumiran kinha. Hridaya harasha kapi. When he said Ram Ram, Hanumanji's heart swole, you know. He became so happy. Hey, really? Not only the Ankit on the door, but now it is proven. He's chanting Ram Ram. That's like when you come to America and you meet somebody from India, you feel, ah. My own type. So no, he met his own type there. Satsangi. This line is also very nice. What he's saying? Hanumanji is thinking in his mind. in meeting a sadhu, there could never be any loss. Now he has met a sadhu there. There could never, even if that sadhu takes a stick and whacks you on the head, that will still end up being for your good. It will, there can never be loss. Viprarup dhari bachana sunaye. He took the form of a brahmana and he went there and he called out to Vibhishana. Sunata Vibhishana uthita aye. And hearing this call, Vibhishan got up and ran towards where Hanumanji was standing in front of the house. Kari pranam puchi kusalai viprakahau nija katha bujai. He did pranam and Vibhishan asked, tell me, who are you? Ki tum hari dasa na mah koi more hriday priti yati hoi. Are you some what is that? Duta. Das, what did you say? Messenger. Das means a servant. Servant of the Sanskrit and Hindi words are so better. You, when you go to English words, some rust is gone. See, just think. Tulsi da. Kabir da. Say Kabir servant. Oh, how it, go? It doesn't go well at all, na? The servant Kabir. Rust is gone, na? Kitu Mahari Dasan, are you some Hari servant? Come here. More hriday priyati. My, in seeing you, you know, my heart seems to become so joyous just to see you. He's telling Hanumanji. Kitu Ram Deen Anuragi. Ayahu Mohi Karana Barabagi. Bhagi, are you the Lord Himself, Sri Ram incarnate? Come here to light up my heart. Oh, then in next doha, number six, tab. Then Vibhishan went on asking like this: who are you? Who are you? When Bhagwan Sri Ram and Hanumanji met in Kishkindakand, they also Hanumanji went on asking. Shri Ram, who are you? Who are you? Like that, so many times. Here now, Vibhishan is asking Hanumanji. So, Hanumanji is asking Vibhishan, Shri Ram. Now, Vibhishan is asking Hanumanji. So, you can see both Hanumanji and Vibhishan, both of them are bhaktas, you know. They go on asking, who are you? Who are you? If they were gyanis, they will ask, who am I? The bhakta sees Ram in everything. So he looks out. The bhakta looks out to see the Lord in everything. Gyani looks in. Because he sees, oh, this is all Maya. So he looks in and sees the absolute self. So he asks the question, who am I? Koham, koham. Like that. So Vibhishan now is also asking, who? Then Tava. Tulsidashi's word is very instructive. See, Tava Hanumanta kahi sab Ram katha. Hanumanji told whole Ram katha. This is one point. Many places in Ramayana like this. This is one of them, where the whole Ramayana is said within Ramayana. He told the whole Ramayana to Vibhishan. Sab Ram katha. Then after the end of all of that, nija naam. He told his own name. It means to say, what is important is not my name, but the name of Shri Ram, the Katha of Shri Ram, the glories and stories of Shri Ram. But we have a tradition in the West. Who are you? I am Mr. So and so. So our name comes first. Here and in Kishkindaka and everywhere you will see, even Shri Ram. And Hanumanji asked, who are you? There, if you see, he tells, we are the sons of Dasharath. The son. So Dasharath name comes first. Puts somebody else's name first. It's a great indication of humility. He told whole of Ram Katha and then he told his name. Sunata Jugala Dhanapula Kamana Magana Sumiri Gunagram. Both of them now, after one telling and one listening, both of them went into trance as though in the glories of Bhagwan Sri Ram. At this point, Ramayana stopped. The Ramayana paused here. In many places like that, Ramayana comes to a pause. Bhagavan Shiva is telling to Parvati in Kailash, this Ramayana also. And when he tells the story of Sri Ram, many times also, he goes into trance and the Ramayana again stops. If it doesn't stop, that means the person is not feeling the bliss of that Ramayana. It has to stop. Then you know that the person is actually feeling the bliss of Ramayana like that. So, both went into this trance and after some time, they came out. Now, Vibhishan speaks to Hanumanji for the first time. Let's see now, after number 6.
सुनहु पवन सुत रहनी हमारी जिमी दसननी महु जीव बिचारी तात कबहु मोही जानी अनाथा करी है कृपा भान कुलनाथा तामस तनु कछु साधन नाही प्रीति न पद स रोज मन माही अब मोहि भाव रोस हनुमंता बिनो हरि कृपा मिलही नहीं संता जौ रघुबीर अनुग्रह कीन्हा तौ तुम मोइ दरसु हति दीन्हा सुनहु विभीषण प्रभु के रीति करही सदा से वक पर प्रीति कहु कवन में परम कुलीना कपि चंचल सब ही विधिहीना प्रात ले जो नाम हमारा देन ताही न मिलय आहारा अस मैं अधम स खा सुनु मोहु पर रघु वीर श्री रामा मोहु पर रघु वीर श्री रामा कीन्ही कृ कृपा सो मेरे गुना कीनी कृपा सो मेरे गुना भरे विलोचन नीर श्री रामा नीर श्री रामा श्री राम जय राम जय जय रामा श्री राम जय राम जय जय रामा
यावर रामचंद्र की जय. सुनहु पवन सुत रहनी हमारी. लिसन माय डियर हनुमान जी, हाउ आई लिव इन दिस लंका. जिमी दस नन्ही मऊ जीव बिचारी. आई लिव इन दिस लंका लाइक द टंग अमंग द टीथ. वन टंग कोमल कोमल एंड टीथ टफ. सो ऑल द अदर राक्षसस इन दिस आइलैंड ऑफ लंका, दे आर लाइक द टीथ. And I am like the tongue. You know when that tongue falls between the teeth, what happens? But also remember, tongue is very strong. You remember this morning I was telling? You never underestimate the power of the tongue. When Vibhishan is speaking here, please remember it is the same Vibhishan that helped Shri Ram to bring down Lanka, and the same Vibhishan became the king of Lanka. So though he is living like the tongue among the teeth, never underestimate the power of the tongue. One day the teeth, they bit the tongue, you know. Like it happens regularly. The teeth bit the tongue. So the tongue said, really? You bit me? I will make sure that I get revenge. So what happened? That man was walking down the road. So the tongue insulted some people near the bar. So the people came out and yes, knocked out all the teeth in satsang. See how powerful he is. They don't knock out the tongue, they knock out the teeth. So one tongue took on 32 teeth. See, very powerful. So even though now he is, it appears as though he is saying something in one way, it can also be seen from another way. That he lives like the tongue among the teeth. It means anytime they can crush him. That is what he means to say. But that can also be interpreted from other side. Tat kabahu mohi jani anatha kari hai kripa bhanukul natha. When would this Lord Shri Ram come to know that I am lost and downtrodden and forlorn in this Lanka? He's forgotten me or what? Then he makes a most wonderful submission to Hanumanji in a very famous chaupai. Those of you who have listened to Ramayana would have surely heard this chaupai. So many people quote this chaupai of Vibhishan to Hanumanji. What is it? Tamasa tanukachu sadhana nahi. I have this tamasic body, rakshas body, because I was born in a rakshas family. Tamasic body I have. Tamasa tanu kachu sadhana nahi. I don't have any sadhana to my credit. I have not done any sadhana. Then, priti na pada saroja mana mahi. I don't have any real love for the lotus feet of Shri Ram. Ab mohi bhava rosa hanumanta, Prabhu, Hanumanji. But today, I have discovered, I have now full faith in that Lord. I know that the Lord has blessed me. Even though I have a tamasic body, I know that I have no sadhana to my credit, but today I know that the Lord has blessed me. I have become dhanya. I know for a fact today. How? Because binu hari kripa nilahi nahi santa. Without the kripa of the Lord, we could never meet a saint. जौ रघुवीर अनुग्रह कीन्हा तौ तुम मोहि दरस हति कीन्हा. टुडे भगवान श्री राम हैज ब्लेस्ड मी एंड सो आई हैव मेट you? Sunahu Vibhishan, Hanumanji replies to him, listen, my dear Vibhishan, Prabhu kai riti, the Lord has one rule. Karehi sada sevak parapriti. This is the Lord's rule, that His grace is always showered on His devotee, His sevak. The Lord never will withhold His grace from His sevak. Tell me, kahahu, he says, kavanu mai paramakulina, kapi chanchala sava hi vidhihina. Look at me, he tells Vibhishan. See my own condition. I am, from every point of view, despicable, he tells. There is nothing good you could say about me. Hanumanji is telling me. As a matter of fact, I was telling you about this verse previously. Pratale jo nam hamara. Anybody who takes my name in the morning, tehi din, that day, tahi na milaye ahara. That day, that person will not get food also. If we take Hanumanji's name in the morning, we will not get food on that day. He's telling. But, asamai adhama sakhasunu, even though from every point of view, I am the lowliest and the most despicable and everything, mohu para raghubir, on me also, keen kripa, Bhagwan Sri Ram has showered His grace on me. What a most wonderful part of Ramayana. And you know who is telling? Who is telling this thing? Hanumanji is telling that Bhagwan Sri Ram has showered His grace on me also. And it is that same Hanumanji who is the incarnation of Lord Shiva, who is said to be the refuge of the whole world. Everybody who is there in the world will, you know, think that this creature is despicable, snakes I don't like, scorpions I don't like, this I don't like, you know, like that, frogs, many people are afraid of frogs and creatures in the world. But all these creatures that are shunned by the world, scorned by the world, they will all go to Lord Shiva and they will take refuge. Therefore in Balkan, if you see his Bharat, in Balkan when he's getting married to Parvati ji, that Bharat, everybody heard this music coming down the road. Like in India, you know, music is coming, so everybody come out to look. They all come out to look to see this Bharat coming. And these children and all, when they saw this Bharat, everybody ran back into the house. Because some were there with one eye, some were there with no eyes, some were there with one limb missing, all creatures, you know, ghosts and goblins and all sorts of things. Who the world scorns, they take refuge in Lord Shiva. And he says, please come. He has a place for everybody. So that Hanumanji is telling, look, I am the one who everybody takes refuge in my Shiva form. But I take refuge in Shri Ram. It means everybody is therefore taking refuge in Ram because they are taking refuge in me. And the Lord is there to accept anybody. He tells. There are many people who feel, you know, sometimes I am not holy enough, I am not divine enough, or I am not worthy, or so all this type of thing. This part of Ramayana should wipe out that from our mind. The Lord has no samoham sarva bhuteshu name dveshyosti na priyaha. He tells in Gita, I am equally existing in all beings. I have no special love for this being, no that being. I have equal love for everybody. Nobody, and the converse of this also has to be understood. Eh? We should never go before the Lord feeling, I am so blessed, I am so fortunate, you know, the Lord loves me, I am chosen. So many people feel they are chosen and the others are not chosen. That also we should not feel. Both sides, we should not feel that I am despicable, I am never blessed by the Lord. Other side, extreme, I am chosen. Always think what the Lord is saying in 9th chapter of Gita. Equally He loves all beings. Oh, what type of father will be there who doesn't love some of his children? That type of Lord we don't want to pray to. We want a Lord that will love everybody equally. You see? So now he tells that Prabhu Shri Ram has blessed me also. Kinhi kripa sumiri guna bhare vilochana neer. And thinking like this, his eyes became filled with tears. Then Vibhishan now tells him, Sitaji is in that Ashok Vatika. You go there and you will see her. You know, in some of the Ramayana, many people say that is Vibhishan, you know, fellow. He was there and now he is telling. And he's suffering the pangs of separation from Sri Ram. But the pangs of separation came to him because of one thing. This is the most wonderful part of Ramayana. This is important for us also as sadhaks. Listen to this thing. He's complaining here about the pangs of separation. And that he's not had darshan of Sri Ram and this and that, other things. Now, the reason for that is, even though a person may have so much of devotion for the Lord, no matter how much devotion we have for the Lord, sorrow will always be there in our life. Until and unless that devotion translates itself into seva. If devotion doesn't translate itself into seva, that devotion will never bring joy to our heart. So he's living in Lanka. He prays to Sri Ram every day. He worships Sri Ram. But still there is sorrow. He still thinks, what a condition I am living in Lanka. Like a tongue among the teeth. What my condition is. And why the Lord is not blessing me. Why the Lord is not giving me darshan. That happens only when that love, which is an internal thing, translates itself, metamorphosizes into seva. Then only things will start happening. And what is that? Jatayu tried to save Sitaji, that old retired bird. This Sugriva and Vibhishan both knew of the condition of Sitaji, and neither of them tried to do anything. That's why Sugriva also suffered so much. He was running all his life from Bali, his brother. Because though they had devotion for the Lord, that devotion never translated into seva. It's a very, very important thing. So here, Sitaji is right there. Vibhishan never went one day to do anything. Now, one more thing. That devotion will get translated into seva only when there is satsang again. So now he has this satsang with Hanumanji. Just now, he will walk into the court of Ravan for the first time to do something. Because now he's having satsang. So if we have devotion for the Lord and we do not attend satsang, that devotion will not get transformed into seva. How important all of these things are. So no matter how much devotion we develop, we have to still go to satsang where our devotion will get transformed into some tangible seva. So pretty soon now you'll see Vibhishan walking into the court of Ravan and telling Ravan very plainly, you should give back Sitaji to Sri Ram. But he could have done it before Hanumanji came there. But he never did. You see? And that devotion will always be a source of sorrow, because the person will go on thinking, I have so much love for Bhagwan, and this Lord is not showering any good. People complain, you know, I pray to the Lord, pray, and nothing happens. Some people turn against the Lord also. They change religion, all sorts of things. But in this religion, Lord is not answering. Maybe I should go to that religion. It's just that we are not doing the right things as we are supposed to do it. That is all. So he tells Hanumanji where Sitaji is. Still he doesn't go. But pretty soon that satsang will take root. He goes there and see in the next few lines now. That is now before number 8. Just before number 8, you will see. Kari soi rupa gayau puni tahava bana asok sita raha jahava. See that line? The Vibhishan had told him she is there in that Asok Vatika. So he goes there. Dekhi manahi mahukina pranama. from distance. In his mind, he did pranam. He did not go close. Because there is a verse in Ayodhya Kand. If you're, for those of you who have read, you must have read it. In Ayodhya Kand, there's a verse when Dasharatha heard that Sitaji is also joining Sri Ram. Because she was not exiled, he was exiled. Then Dasharatha got the news that she is also going. He thought, what? She is going to the forest. She is scared when she sees even a picture of a monkey. One verse comes there. If somebody drew a picture of a monkey and she sees that picture, she gets scared. And she's going to the forest. So, Hanumanji did not go close. You know, maybe he's thinking. If she sees me. But a picture, she is scared. If she sees a real monkey, what will happen? So, he stayed from a distance. And in his heart, he did pranam. Baithehi biti jatani si jama. Krishatanu si sajata ek beni japati hriday raghupati guna shreni. He saw her sitting there with her hair tied up like that, and her body had become so lean, emaciated. Yeah, and she was doing, how he knew, she was doing japa of Shri Ram. In how he could tell, it was the most wonderful thing about devotees, you know. Bhaktas, they tell, they know what the other bhakta is doing. He sees deep in her heart to know that she is doing japati hriday raghupati guna shirini. In her heart she was chanting, but he knew. That is what we call it sometimes in our Western language. We could feel the vibes. You heard those statements? Could feel the vibes. You see? Nija pada nayana diye mana rama pada kamali. She was looking at her own feet. Her head was bent and looking at her feet. And her heart was sunken in the feet of Sri Ram. Paramadukhi bha pavana sutta dekhi janaki di. He became so miserable seeing the condition of Sitaji. These parts of Ramayana is so wonderful. If you get into it, then you also cannot move forward. Tarupallava mahu raha lukai karai vichar karau ka bhai tehi avasar. At that time, Ravan came there now. Hanumanji is a little bit distant away. And Ravan came to Sitaji, who was sitting under the tree in Ashokvatika. Sanga nari kahu kye banawa. He had all his wives and so many other people following him. And what? Bahubidhi khalasi tai samujhava. In so many ways, he tried to scare Sitaji and tried everything. Samadana bhaya beda dikhawa. He tried all the possible means to convince her to do what? Kaharavana sumukhi sayani. Mandodari adi sabarani. Tava anuchari karau panamura ek bar biloka mama ura. Tulsidasji is a very, very soft hearted writer. Any controversial thing in Ramayana, he will either leave it out or he will put some word there or tell the story in such a way that it is non controversial. So here, in many places, it is said that Ravan tried to convince her to marry him, to be his wife. Tulsidasji doesn't write any of this. But he writes, he tells her, I will make Mandodari and all the other queens submit to you if only once you will look at me. All he's telling you should look at me. But Sitaji never looked at him even also. This is the most wonderful thing. Ek bar bilok mama ora. Once, also if you can look, now there's a whole long story about Ravan also and his condition and also so many things. Huh? Ravan in Aranyakand had taken a vow. Very clearly it is in Aranyakand. See, look here. his Marich, his uncle, had told him, that is not just some hermit living in the forest. That is Sri Ram, the Lord of the universe. But Ravan thought, oh. But his sister also, he had gotten some message and all. Ravan thought, really? Oh. Well, if that is the Lord, then he will kill me and I will get moksha. And if it is not the Lord, then I will kill him and I will get the princess. So Ravan was like Dale Carnegie, you know. Win-win situation. Huh? This side he wins, this side he wins. He also thought, I have this tamasic body. I am a rakshasa. By the regular means, I will never get moksha. So he took a vow there and then that I am going to make enmity with this Ram. And if he is the Lord, then moksha is mine. Very clearly. So here now, Tulsidas has to follow with this story. So there's no story as a, he wants to marry Sita. He wants her to look at him. That look is the same look which I talked about. Hanumanji is going to get darshan of Sitaji, which is Shanti. So he wants that one glance, Katakshadrishti, you know, where peace can come over him. But that also, he's trying foul means to get it. You cannot have a noble goal with ignoble means. Gandhiji used to say all the time. You cannot have noble goal with ignoble means. Means also must be noble. So what she does, she takes Trinadhari. She takes a blade of grass and she puts it there. How nicely the story unfolds. Sumiri Avadapati Paramasanahi. And she remembers Bhagwan Sri Ram after putting this blade of grass there. Asamana Samuju Kahati Janaki. Then she said, Khala Sudhi Nahi Ragubir Banaki. You don't know? You fool? She calls him a fool also. Her words also very strong. You don't know the power of the arrows of Sri Ram? Sat again she calls it. Sune Hari Anahi Mohi Adamani Lajja Lajanahi. So you have no shame. All sorts of things she told that Ravan. You have no shame also? You kidnapped me and brought me here. Why didn't you come to Janakpur and break that bow? Kodanda, you know. Shivadhanush. Why don't you come there and break the Shivadhanush? In other words, you have to steal me and bring me here like some, you know, uncivilized being. So she calls him uncivilized, fool, everything. One school supervisor had gone to one of the Hindu schools. You know, in Trinidad, we have so many Hindu schools. So one school supervisor had gone to that Hindu school. So he told that teacher, you please go outside the classroom. I want to ask this class some question. So he told one boy, stand up. That boy stood up. He said, who broke that Shiva Dhanush? That boy said, sir, not me. Then that supervisor thought, what is this? This is a Hindu school and this boy doesn't know about this. Even what is the Shiva Dhanush? You know? Then he called the teacher inside. And he said, what are you teaching these children? This is a Hindu school, simple story of Ramayana also. They don't know anything. I asked him who broke that Shiva Dhanush. And he said, not him. That teacher said, sir, this is a very honest boy. If he said it is not him, it is not him. Teacher also said that. Then that supervisor became furious, you know. He went to the principal and complained, what type of school you are running, Hindu school? I asked who broke the Shiva Dhanush, that boy said not him. When I called teacher said that boy is honest, he is telling the truth. That principal said, why are you making such a big fuss? It is broken, we'll replace it. No problem. Anyway, just just an amusing story, I just thought. Anyway, so Sitaji is telling you, you kidnapped me like some common criminal. Why didn't you come here and break that? Shiva Dhanush, huh? Like that. And then, Aapuhi, Suni, Khadyotasam. What an insulting, all insulting words you give to Ravana. You are Khadyotasama. Ramhi Bhanu Saman. Khadyot means, you know, candlefly. You are like a candlefly. And my Prabhu Sri Ram is like the sun. Where is the candlefly and where is the sun? How she insults him like anything? Parusha Bachana Suni Kaj here. See. Bola Ati Kisya. Ravan heard these harsh words coming from her mouth, you know. Sita? Jai Mama Krita Pamana, you have insulted me. Katiha Utava Sir Katina Kripana. I will take out my sword and cut off your head. Nahita Sapati Manu Bani. Sumuki Hotina Nata Jiva Jiva Nahani. Tyamasa Roj Dama Samasundar. I will cut off your head, he tells. And if you don't, means if you don't heed my wishes, or you don't fulfill my wishes, I'll cut off your head. She said, I will allow your sword to have my head, or the arms of Sri Ram to have my head, but you will not have my head. How wonderful is she? Here in this section, discussion among saints and all, they talk about fidelity in Indian wives. The Indian wife is holds on so strongly to her family life and unrelenting in pursuit of that perfection in family life. The most wonderful portion. She doesn't even look at him. So bhuja kantaki asa asi ghora sunusata asa pravana pana mora. That's what Chandra hasa haru mama paritapam raghupati viraha annala sanjata. Anyway, now he tells sunahu bachana puni marana dhava mayatanaya kahi niti mujasi. Every time when Ravan is about to do something stupid, somebody comes in there to stop him. Now Mandodari stops him. Don't do anything foolish. Give some time. And Ravan also Masa divasa kahukahana mana. Tau me maravi kahikipana. I'll give 1 month. And if you don't relent, then I will kill you. And like that, Ravan left Sitaji there and all his rakshasas to look after her. Rakshasis to look after her. And he went away. Now among them there was one Trijata, and she became friend with Sitaji. She had loved Sitaji, and she told that she had a dream that pretty soon this Ravan will be removed. Many people ask about dreams also, you know, can I know what is going on tomorrow, what is going to happen tomorrow through my dream? It's a big topic when this section comes. So I will tell very quickly and we'll just move on to other thing. What is that? There are two types of dream that you will have. One is a type of dream that you fabricate in the mind. See, between the waking state and the deep sleep state, there's a flux in the mind in that intermediary stage. That time, the mind does all sorts of magic. Our mind is the most potent instrument in the face of the earth. On the earth, the mind is the most potent instrument. There is nothing more powerful than mind. So that mind is capable of all sorts of things. So in that intermediary stage between wake and deep sleep, there, mind is capable of doing all sorts of things. So one is, it concocts a whole new universe with all sorts of fanciful things. That is one thing it does. Another thing it does is, sometimes it can tap into the cosmic mind. And it can really see what is going to transpire tomorrow. It can do that also. Because whatever is going to happen tomorrow is already there in the cosmic mind. So tomorrow morning, if you will be eating a banana at 8 o'clock, see, Bhagwan knows already, isn't it? You don't know, but he knows. Because he is a Sarvajna. He knows everything. So if you will be eating a banana at 8 o'clock tomorrow morning, the Lord already knows. So a person who goes to sleep tonight now can tap into cosmic mind, Lord's mind, and they can get that piece of knowledge. They can see you eating the banana. Because the knowledge is already present. So it's just tapping. And then it's called a deja vu. So the mind is capable of having that type of vision. So they do happen. But it is not called, it's not a dream. It's just a different type of operation. Dream means you concoct something. You make it up. This is just retrieving information which is already present. That is possible. So the Trijita saw the whole thing. Also, if you read the account of Trijita, you'll see that it doesn't come out exactly as she dreams it. Like she sees Ravan going south on some donkey or something. But no such thing happened. But she knew. But that is also symbolic. Because south is Yamapur. It means Ravan will be dead. Like that. So sometimes things come out in symbolic ways also. But she does see that the kingdom will go to Vibhishan. That kind of thing she sees in her dream. Alright. So now Ravan goes away and Hanumanji comes now before Sitaji. Because remember he was looking from some distance. He never spoke. He was listening only. So Hanumanji encounters his first meeting with Sitaji. And this is why he came to Lanka. This is why the devotee is on the search. To get that darshan of shanti. To get the feeling of peace. So that meeting we will see tomorrow morning. Raghuji told me I can take more time. I did not do it on my own. Yes. So, Aarti we have in morning, isn't it? We'll have now? Okay. Ramayana Aarti and then Gurudev Aarti. Okay.